Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we continue our annual Waltz Across Texas. We'll be visiting with two more representatives from, the eight districts.
Yeah.
Across the Lone Star State as we do our annual hunt forecast update.
There you go.
Today we're going up into North Texas, Cross Timbers, Rolling Plains. They call it Region 2, District 3, with technical guidance biologist Dean Marquardt. And then we're going to slide over to the Panhandle, where Assistant District Leader Dana Wright is going to be joining us, and we're going to give some updates. Plus, we've got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So we've got a big show headed your way.
Let's do it.
So please remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the top, goodness gracious, 2020, give us a break. It seemed like if it's not one thing, it is something else. Yeah. And to those impacted by the latest storm, was it 25 storms so far this year?
It's a bunch.
Now it's Delta, you know?
Right.
And certainly,
To start over with the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, well, just those are impacted, and certainly to our friends, however and wherever you've been impacted,
right.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you. I know it's Texas Outdoor News, Harold. I know we're an outdoor show,
but
yes, there is a but. First off, folks. I hope you're registered to vote.
Okay. Is this where I do the disclaimer, too, that this is a personal opinion, not necessarily the opinion of the
station?
Go ahead. Or
do we need to do it on the front end or the tail end of what I'm about to say?
Okay.
Because this is Bill expressing his opinion.
Okay.
It does not, represent any of our sponsors or our stations.
Or maybe not me either.
Or maybe not Harold. Okay. But this is food for thought.
Okay.
Do hope you are voted. voting. Do hope you're registered so you can vote. Saw some numbers. It's absolutely amazing. Whether you're a Christian or you're a hunter,
right,
has a tremendous potential impact. And the number of hunters that have not voted in the last two elections
is surprisingly
it's scary.
Small.
Those with hunting license, okay?
Yeah, right.
And this is not only in Texas, but some of the battleground or swing states, okay?
Right.
Just if you have not heard, Tuesday, October 13th, early voting begins.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs through Friday, October 30th, with Election Day, of course, being Tuesday, November 3rd.
Right.
It is very apparent what we're the difference between the two candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Second Amendment, Supreme Court, a businessman that has started draining the swamp, and we didn't know how deep that swamp really was,
right.
The corruption, went through a learning process, and it's amazing all the Monday morning quarterbacks, as they're referred to, how smart they are, learning about the COVID-19 virus. And those that want to allow Americans to make informed decisions for their own personal needs, safety, and those of their loved ones.
Yeah, let me interject.
Instead of the fear mongering.
It's not about the personalities, friends. It's about the agenda.
Absolutely. And you know, social media, goodness gracious, it can get so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally there are clips
that
are worth passing on.
Right.
And I saw one that says, you know, a vote is not a Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
You're not confessing your love for a candidate.
Right.
It's a chess move
for
the world you want to live in.
Correct.
And here's the deal. From Bill's perspective, the liberal side is from top to bottom. Look at not only the candidates at the top, but look at Governor Cuomo threatening the church, the Jewish Orthodox Church.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood why Jewish people as a bloc tend to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to saying, if you don't comply, we're going to come in and the government will shut you down.
Yeah.
No. Okay? And one other thing for you to think about.
Religious freedom, one of the things that we were founded on?
I think so.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know what? Sometimes our freedoms are really getting blurred, you know?
Right.
One final thing that I want to share with you.
Yeah, my freedom's not your freedom.
Right. Is that I saw that I thought was pretty poignant was if a carpenter had not finished their job in 47 years, would you really want to give them four more?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So,
that's like I've been going to a psychiatrist for 26 years, and he says I'm getting better. Right. Okay. Do I have time for some good news?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, many cheers to the current board of directors of the Texas Auto Writers Association, of which I am proud to be a three-time past president of that group. They did put on this year's Texas Truck Rodeo.
Ah, okay.
Did it in Austin, the Spicewood Bee Cave area.
Right.
A neat little place called Star Hill Ranch. And it's like a movie set with a lot of complete buildings. And so it's nice facilities. The weather was perfect, thank goodness, because all our meals were outside, social distancing, a lot of car cleaning. So the press fleet people, three cheers to them. But it came off very well. Instead of two very crowded days, it was four not crowded days, because so they only so many people each wave, we'll say. Some really interesting stuff, which we'll be talking about, because don't have the results yet as far as what was voted as the truck of Texas, the SUV of Texas, and so on. We'll have that for next week's show. But some interesting things in Fiat Chrysler America, if you see that this is FCA, that's what it is, showed a bunch of new stuff, a lot of Hellcat vehicles and so on, some neat prototype stuff. But something that's right around the corner, the new TRX, though some people call it T-Rex, off-road truck. And it's a monster. I can't talk about the driving. That's what's called embargoed, because this was the first event to have this thing show up. And so they're going to have some other press events and so on. So we wait until everybody sees it, and then we all release at the same time. But as far as what it is, though, it is huge. It is totally built for off-road. It is over 700 horsepower, and it's kind of Olson pocket change. It starts at 70 and goes up to about 90, but it's a beast. But the very interesting thing, because we had a nice off-road course, certainly some highway stuff and so on, but the only group to ever have the Rolls-Royce Cullinan, and this is Rolls's first SUV.
Oh, no.
Okay? Now, and this is Olson money. This big purple brick, okay? Cool things you'd like, Bill. You push a button, the tailgate drops down two seats, and a coffee table pop up.
No.
So you can tailgate.
Mm-mm.
Only, I haven't computed the tax title and license, only $489,000. They say they sell a lot of them in Beverly Hills and Miami. So figure that one out. But anyway, so cheers to everybody. It was a great Texas Truck Rodeo. Like I said, we should have results next week.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get into some serious outdoor information for you. So y'all stick around. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Folks, we have been tempting you all year long about Third Coast Thermal, yes, and getting some night vision or thermal imagery equipment, top brand names. Hunting seasons are upon us.
Uh-huh.
You're going to the lease, right. Okay?
Right.
But at night, you can go, you know, we saw a bunch of pigs.
Uh-huh.
Go after pigs.
Exotics.
Hey, free range exotics.
Varmints.
I mean, there's so much to do. Uh-huh. I mean, hunting can truly be 24/7 right.
Absolutely.
Now, you know?
You betcha.
So,
and they'll work you through it, too. I mean, there's a lot of different price ranges and so on, and interesting stuff.
Yeah. They're going to help you maximize, as they say, your hunting investment. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit ThirdCoastThermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of three best days of the week. This Sunday's a good one. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday's another fair day. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be active from before sunrise until mid to late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, October the 16th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday and Tuesday both have a double tide schedule. Wednesday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday has a single low tide as the only tide for the day. Friday through next Sunday will each have a single tide schedule. And question, if they didn't write all that down, where can they find that information?
Hey, pick up a copy of the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. It's got our annual hunt forecast. And every month, just there opposite the inside back cover, we've got tides and salinar tables.
There we go.
All right. On the coast, pretty simple, and we have been through this drill. What's the movie where Humphrey Bogart played again, Sam?
Casablanca.
Casablanca. That's that's what I was thinking it was. All right. Well, we get to do that. Play it again, Sam, because on the coast, we've got high tides. High tides are going to inundate back areas, and this is true from Lake Calcasieu all the way south to Port Isabel. There's going to be increased tidal activity on the entire coast. Go to the back areas. You can maybe get back in with your boat, you know, or certainly wade. Use a DOA PT-7, rig it weedless. Look for that grass moving as fish are moving and feeding in that grassy area. Cast to it, great hookup. Now, as the tides recede, when the impact of the storm finally starts to abate, then set up at the mouth because that water's going to drain out. It's going to pull shrimp and other bait out with it.
Ooh.
Great places to set up because those fish are going to be out there around the mouth laying in ambush. That's, you know, that's the easiest thing, the easiest forecast for the upcoming week, if you would.
Right.
And then we can start looking at channels, flats, and reefs. Okay?
Okay.
What's going on our lakes?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, here we go. Okay. Let's head to East Texas, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees, stumps, grass beds, fishing plastic frogs, poppers, chuggers, skirted jigs in 3 to 5 feet. Conroe, black bass are great with worms, spinners, and topwater lures working a variety of vegetation and structures lining the banks. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channels, bridges, brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Livingston, black bass are good in creeks and a few coves. However, don't spend a lot of time on any one spot. If it doesn't produce, move. Nackinich, largemouth bass are good still hanging around shallow structures, throwing topwaters, worms, and jigs. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on topwater, spoons, worms with a weighted leader and crankbait. The best action is found early on topwater, especially around mile markers 4 and 6. Tyler, black bass are good on plastic worms, skirted football jigs, crankbaits, fishing deeper docks, timber, and vegetation edges. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles, structure, and timber in 18 to 25 feet. Oh, wait, here, limestone. Sorry, missed a page. Got more. Limestone, largemouth bass are good on long plastic worms, crankbaits, drop shots along ledges, creek channels, and off the main lake points with a slow presentation. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working Texas rig worms, spoons, crankbaits near boat docks and the riprap. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs tipped with minnows around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with slabs, jigging spoons in 25 to 35 feet on the main lake flats, deep channel ledges, and humps. Tewakene, white bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slabs with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are excellent on live bait, swim baits, and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Whitney, black bass are good on secondary points, deeper creeks, ledges, grass lines, and weed beds on plastic worms, smaller crankbaits, and silver spoons.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, even though it's 45 feet low, folks, there's a lot of water to fish. Fall patterns are here, and you have some really good bites, particularly later in the afternoon. Bass have been moving in between structure in less than 10 feet of water. Carolina rig worms, square-billed crankbaits, and topwaters have been the best offering. For our friends down the valley listening to us, Falcon Reservoir, it's 37 feet low, but I tell you what, that lake is turning on. Black bass are working vegetation around submerged and natural formations. Good size, typical bass, 4 to 7 pounds. Many coming on the first cast. You know, we're here. Hook up, okay?
Yeah. Take me.
All right, Brownwood. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and timber near a creek channel. Allen Henry continues to produce. Bass are getting ready for the colder weather. as they're working, you know, toward warmer spots with the sun shining. Mm-hmm. Topwaters, plastic worm spinners, and crankbaits. Ivy, black bass are excellent with many natural structures from timber to vegetation. Shallow brush have been good with topwaters, worms, crankbaits, and jigs.
Heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with purple finesse worms, white-skirted jigs, and medium-sized crankbaits, working along flats, secondary points, rock ledges, and the drop-offs. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps, drop-offs, and river channels with live bait. Largemouth bass are good with diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and wacky-rigged worms near docks, timber, and rocky drop-offs. Smallmouth bass are good on grubs and small crankbaits in 9 to 15 feet along rock ledges and steep, rocky shorelines. LBJ, crappie are good on minnows around brush piles and docks. And, drop it. Sorry. Medina. Black bass are good working coves and creeks with some topwater action early. Lunkers are below 8 feet on crankbaits and spinners. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, drop shots, shots, and spinners near the boat docks and marinas, rock ledges, and drop-offs. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on cinchos, swim baits, jigs, and drop-shot plastic worms along the river channel, bridge pilings, and drop-offs.
On the hunting scene, few dates for you to target because we've got some closures that'll be coming up in a few weeks. The central and south zone regular are the first split of the dove season will close on November 1. The north zone dove season extends through November 12. Antelope season, that's by permit only. It opened on the 3rd. It's okay. Going to close this Sunday on the 11th. So if you're not out there, you're probably going to miss it. Archery season for white-tailed deer, Rio Grande turkey, mule deer, extends through November 6th. All right. Tell me you've been driving something that pulls a vehicle, a boat.
Oh, pull your house off the foundation.
Really?
Yep. The 2020 Ram 2500 Power Wagon.
All right.
Crew cab 4x4. This is the one that pulls everybody else out of the muck. It's got a 6.4 liter Hemi. 410 horsepower, 429 pound-feet of torque. It will tow 10,350 pounds. Great looking thing. Fortunately, it had running boards because I need a ladder to get in these things. All the safety features you would expect, you know, supplemental side curtain airbags, knee bags, blah, blah bags. I mean, it's going to have all of that. Front disconnecting stabilizer bar. Oh, really? Front and rear axles. I'm sorry, TruLock. Front electric winch, more. Hill start assist. Optional equipment, though, that's a ticket to Hydro Blue Pearl Coat. That's good looking. Towing technology group with center high mount strip lamp with cargo view camera, surround view camera system, lane keep assist, full forward collision warning plus adaptive cruise control with full stop. Had the Ram utility group with the truck bed cargo divider, adjustable cargo tie down hooks, the LED bed lighting, spray in bed liner, ventilated front seats, heated front seats, ventilated rear seats, remote tailgate release, on and on and on. I mean, this thing is amazingly equipped. It is a whopper. Base is 53. This one had everything you could get, so it's getting up there at 69. But it'll make an impression on you and everybody else that sees you driving it. The 2020 model year Ram 2500 Power Wagon Crew Cab 4x4.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to North Texas. We're going to be visiting with technical guidance biologist Dean Marquardt right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
to learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you. Go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is fortified with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We talk about things that we need to do as we head into hunting season, and you should already have Fortified Cottonseed available.
Indeed.
If not, put it out. Year-round, it's going to help those bucks during the rigors of the rut. It's going to maintain body condition, get those does ready to carry those babies. Just great product that has shown remarkable success. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122.
And let me jump in again with the fact that the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
They don't.
That's great.
They don't. Got to acknowledge, after 18 years, veteran with a capital V, long time district leader Kevin Moat is AWOL. Yeah, and I mean, and he just throws it over to, you know, I mean, these guys that are district leaders, I mean, you know, they got a great staff around them.
Right.
That pick them up.
I know, yes.
Okay? And Dean Markwart is that kind of person that's picking Kevin Moat up this year, you know? Hey, Dean, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing?
Very good this morning. Thank you, guys.
I forewarned you that I was going to pick on Kevin, so, I mean, I want you to make sure.
Yeah, he's got to pick on somebody. You know, he's tired of picking on me, so.
Hey, listen, as we head out of hunting season, in the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, we had Kevin's comments and information he collected from, you know, his entire staff. But for folks that hadn't read it yet, what was it like during the spring when they started deer started putting on new headgear?
So this spring was really good for us. Early spring, even last fall, was really good. Bumper crop of acorns, good forb or the broadleaf weed growth. We did come into a little hiccup late May through about the 1st of August. We had some really hot, dry conditions, but deer fared well. Fawn crops are up. Antlers are looking good. I think we're on the road for a great hunting season.
Well, Dean, your area, and not too really far from mine because I'm over at Mason, but up there, we joke about it, but it's not really a joke. You know, it's dry and brown today, and it rains tonight, and tomorrow you see grass.
Correct.
You know, it really does pop back quick, doesn't it?
Well, with that, Dean, let me ask you, with the conditions and the dry weather that we had, you know, during summer, what kind of mass crop did we have? I mean, is this the pendulum that we always talk about going to be in favor with the fall forbs and mass crop in favor of the deer or in favor of the hunter?
You know, I think it's going to be a mid-range there. Acorns are falling, especially on the eastern side of that district, from the Brownwood to Fort Worth, Waco area. Acorns are falling now. We did have, in some areas, upwards of 6 inches of rain in the last month. So I think it's going to be about average on that front. It definitely won't be like last year with the bumper crop of acorns.
All right.
On the western side, towards San Angelo, you know, not quite as much acorn production on that side, but I think you'll see, you know, good four production out of those recent rains. So about average for that part for this opening of hunting season.
Well, a lot of stuff going on this time of year. What are we looking at as far as the condition of our turkey flocks?
So turkeys look real good. We had great poult production this season. I feel like our harvest was down. You know, we had COVID-19 come in right before turkey season.
Yeah.
And, you know, that left a few more folks at home. Not as many people in the woods for our Rio Grande turkeys up here. We did have a pretty good low-pressure system that set up for us right during turkey season, which made it really difficult. Gobbling activity was down, but we do have a lot of birds in all different age classes available. So I think definitely looking up, and poult production was very good this year.
Well, that means come spring, then we're going to have the gangs of Jakes beating up on the mature gobblers.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Hey, what about quail? What's going on there?
So quail, we were really optimistic early this spring. Timely rains, everything's looking good, lots of calling, and most of our quail in this north central Texas area, their first hatch is about June 1. Well, June 1, it was 110 degrees.
Mm.
So we did have kind of a hiccup there in quail production. Based on our roadside surveys, we're showing about average, our 15-year average.
Okay.
For this year. And I got a report just the other day of a pair with five half-grown chicks. So still have some areas that, you know, in some of your best traditional quail habitat that did produce some chicks. So, you know, the outlook is still good there, especially with these recent rains we've had.
Man, those birds just keep on hustling, don't they? I mean, they don't know how to quit. Before we run out of time, real quick, last fall I was with DU and they were looking at a change in distribution of waterfowl, particularly ducks. And your region was one that really was a highlight because there's been a shift from big water areas to lots and lots of stock tanks and things of that nature. What shape are those smaller water bodies in your region?
Yeah, so they were down in that May, June, July time frame. A lot of our smaller stock ponds were down. Some of them cut in half. But now with these recent rains, there's quite a few that are full. So we're looking good on that front. You know, there's a lot more overwintering ducks in this area than there used to be. So stock ponds in the Cross Timbers area can be some phenomenal duck hunting.
Outstanding.
And I think they will be this year.
All right. Listen, Dean, we appreciate you covering for Kevin this year. Great information. Great update from Dean Marquardt from Region 2, District 3. Cross Timber Rolling Plains area. We're going to shift over to the High Plains Panhandle with Assistant District Leader Dana Wright right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting? And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our annual Waltz Across Texas, moving from the Cross Timbers Rolling Plains region to the High Plains. We know it as the Panhandle, and joining us is Texas Parks and Wildlife Assistant District Leader, Dana Wright. Dana, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Listen, know that you're filling in for Brad Simpson, our district leader up there, and of course, you know, we pat our district leaders on the back, but also the entire staff, because it's really you all that are providing the information that make them look good, right?
That's absolutely true.
All right. Hey, listen, coming out of last hunting season, as we headed into spring, give a quick update as to what conditions were as both whitetail and mule deer started to put new headgear on.
Well, March, we had some pretty good rainfall, and we were all really hopeful that that was going to continue through the spring and into summer, and then, boy, did it dry up quick. So April and May were pretty dry here throughout the Panhandle, and I really think that it affected some of our antler growth, and so I'm a little sad on that part. But we didn't have good quail production and stuff either, so it's going to be a fair year, I think.
What about our pronghorn? I mean, it's interesting. Originally, I know that decades ago, the Trans-Pecos was the broodstock that we helped supplement what happened up in the Panhandle. Now the Panhandle has become the broodstock to help the rebound in the Trans-Pecos. What shape is the Panhandle pronghorn herd?
We conducted our surveys in June, and we actually had above average fawn survival for pronghorn again this year. So it seems that trend is going to continue. They're doing well. The season is going right now. You have till Sunday. And they've said they've had some really nice pronghorn harvested this year up there. So a couple of 80-inch bucks being taken. So
wow, that's great. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about ground nesting birds in your region, it's not just bobs. It's not just blues.
What is it, Bill?
It's not just turkey, okay. But you also have those foreign feathered critters, too. Let's start with
those Chinese birds,
those
right?
Chinese birds. Yeah. Right. Let's start with bobs and blues. What kind of hatch do we have?
Well, our surveys indicated maybe about the same as last year, so not great production for the year, but there have been some hot spots. I've had some landowners that got some timely rainfall and had good habitat, and so they're reporting seeing quite a few birds, both blues and bobs. And so anyway, I think that it's going to be location, 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 and finding those little honey holes.
Okay. All right. What about Rio Grande turkey up in the region? Are they hanging pretty much around riparian areas, or do they have a broader distribution than that?
So they are mainly around those riparian areas, just because that's where we got the big trees, and they need those trees. So and this winter, you know, they'll hit those winter wheat plots and be thick on them. So we actually have seen quite a few turkey poults this summer, so we think we had a pretty good hatch on them. We had tons of grasshoppers. There was plenty for them to eat, so anyway, I think that hunters will find a lot of turkeys this year. So,
yeah. Anna, this is Harold. Bill alluded to it. Those exotics from the Far East.
Yeah,
how are we looking for
pheasants?
Yes, ma'am. How are we looking there?
You know, not so good for pheasants, man. It has been dry up there on the plains, and we don't have as much corn and milo production as we've had in the past, and they just seem to have never really recovered from that 2011 through 2013 drought, and so we're just not seeing a lot of pheasants. So,
Well. No plans for the department to come in and try to resurrect that population with transplants, is there?
Well, I think that it's mainly a habitat problem. Mm. We just seen a lot of farmers not planting as much corn and milo, and that cotton is bigger right now, and so there's just not a lot for them to eat up in there anymore like there used to be. So anyway, I there's a few spots where they hang tight and have some good cover and some food availability, so I don't know what's going to happen to them.
Gotcha. All right. I had mentioned in the interview just ahead of you with Dean Marquardt that last fall was with Ducks Unlimited and seeing the shift in wintering areas for ducks, and North Texas, and even in the Panhandle, y'all have a lot of playas. You got some great waterfowl hunting. Are the playas slicked up, or are they cracked and losing water?
Some of the big ones still got water in them, but most of them are dry right now, and we're already seeing sandhill cranes moving into the area, and so the positive side is that it could concentrate birds on those playas and be easier for hunters to, find good spots to go and stuff. But the bad news is that it's not scattered throughout the Panhandle. So, but, big rain in October, November can sure fix that in a hurry. So,
well, you know, yeah, you're right. This is Texas, and,
yes,
and weather can change and conditions change pretty quickly. I'm looking at the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal and the comment that Brad made, and this is really true. When I think of the Panhandle and West Texas out in the Trans-Pecos, but the Panhandle, I love that area. Just it's kind of the last bastion of all things big, wide, wild, and free, you know, in the state.
Right.
And he mentioned that in the Panhandle, there's quite a few hunting opportunities in that region using the annual public hunting permit. Is it somewhat underutilized? I mean, your population base is not as big. Is it an opportunity for folks make a trip and enjoy what y'all have?
Yes, definitely. So we have some pheasant hunting available, and waterfowl, and of course dove, and blue quail, bobwhite quail, mule deer, a little bit of everything up here. So, and definitely small game hunting would be a good opportunity to get up here and see the country, and a lot of game up here.
There's such a diversity, I mean, in that region.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from up on top, you know, to dropping off the cap rock. I mean, it really is a neat place. And you've got that Canadian River break country coming out of New Mexico as it transitions into Texas. It's pretty spectacular.
Well, also
too.
You can get some howling winds too, right? Because there's nothing between you and Canada but one barbed wire fence, right?
Yeah, there's a reason that the trees lean out here.
let me shift back to our deer just a second, and it's something that that we mentioned when we were talking about in the Trans-Pecos region. But there is an age differential between white-tailed deer and mule deer as to when their peak, you know, antler growth
right.
season is. Explain that to folks, because sometimes that's kind of they kind of lump both species together.
Yeah, you know, mule deer have a larger body size, and so it takes them longer to reach that maximum body size. And until they do that, then what the excess, what they eat, doesn't go towards antler growth. And so, I mean, we believe that mule deer won't peak out on body size and antler growth until they're maybe possibly 7.5 years of age. So you got to put a little more effort into raising those big mule deer. So, we have a new antler restriction in 7 Texas Panhandle counties, and this is the third year for it in 6 of those counties. And the reports from landowners and hunters are very positive on what they're seeing. They're seeing a lot more mule deer bucks. They're seeing better quality deer, and I think that that antler restriction has helped them get over that hump and getting some older age deer in the herd. So,
boy, I appreciate you mentioning that. I had actually forgotten about it, but it's the counterpart to the good things we've seen with white-tailed deer over in the eastern part of the state that we're trying now on mule deer. So, I mean, you're actually providing some great updated information that we were not aware of. Do you think that's something based on just a 3-year study that come 2021, when we're looking at new hunting regulations, that has the potential to expand?
Yeah, so there's been some talk of expanding it into some other counties and stuff, and so we'll just wait and see what this year holds for us and how it holds up, and then we'll look at what our constituents are interested in doing.
Outstanding. Hey, listen, Dan, I really appreciate you covering for Brad. Tell him that we'll call you next time, okay?
Yeah, you should.
All right, our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Assistant District Leader Dana Wright from the Panhandle. Folks, we still got more of the show headed your way, so please stick around.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we're looking ahead.
Yes, we indeed are. The 12th annual West Bay Redfish Showdown and Fundraiser on October 24th, the West End Marina in Galveston. It's an annual 2-man team tournament and fundraiser benefiting the Shriners Hospital for Children in Galveston. Live weigh-in, live music, auction, raffle, door prizes, food, drink. Everybody's going to be safe, too. For information, go to fishwestend.com. October 24, 25, a chance for you to take a kid out there, friends. The High Plains Mallard Management Unit, youth only. Hunt. Check the outdoor annual on the website. What's that website, Olson?
I don't know.
TPWD.texas.gov. That one, yeah. October 31, November 1, special youth-only whitetail deer season. Counties where whitetail deer season occurs in the north and south zones. For info again, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Annual. Take a kid in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Well, Bionic Bill, what are we doing next week?
Well, you know, just getting these district leaders like herding cats because yeah. It's such a busy time of year.
Right.
But we're
going
to go to Tyler.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to visit with Roger Wolf. The following week, we're going to the Hill Country with Mike Miller.
Okay.
In between, we're trying to get David Veal in South Texas and Rusty Wood, you know, and Jasper. So we got more coming.
Yeah, we're going to get them.
Right.
Yeah, great shows. Friends, remember, if you go, what did they say? Go online to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. All of our shows are archived there. They're also available on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and things where you can like us like Facebook do. That helps build the audience, okay? We're all in this together. Remember, you better vote, okay? We're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.